to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. So today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, Peg Donahue will be here, and we'll be talking about creating prosperity in uncertain times. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to mention that I'll be co-teaching 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business with Peg Donahue beginning October 18th. Now, if you want to understand the real bottom line of any organization, then you need to know how energy is related to its success and prosperity. This is the down-to-earth course that teaches the practical steps to increase your prosperity at work, in a business, or at home. Essentially, it all comes down to energy at some point, because beneath that bottom line of money is the real bottom line of energy. This program is taught by phone for 75 minutes each week over 8 consecutive Mondays, and it comes with online study guides and recordings. Plus, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for 8 Keys Prosperity Training. Now, lastly, I want to alert you that my Honduras retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop in the Honduras on how to prosper with the universe. Plus, I'll be leading a spring equinox ceremony there. This will be held at a special retreat center on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands. Plus, if you register before the end of November, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, now is the time when we have a lot of responsibilities to handle, but in some way, we're also getting pulled off track now with all kinds of responsibilities. That might be due to some restructuring that's going on now, like moving or putting in new carpet. That might include anything from remodeling your home, designing new organizations at work, rebuilding roads, bridges, etc. Any process or structure that's being redone now fits the situation. But the hard part is that somehow this restructuring takes us away from our regular responsibilities, so it's harder to accomplish our regular obligations. And boy, oh boy, now is the time when your boss might be asking you just when you'll have it all done. The best way to handle all this extra responsibility is to pat yourself on the back each time you accomplish one of your major projects. Even though you might have another mountain load of work to do, just keep reminding yourself that you got X done, whatever it was, and allow yourself to feel relief and joy that you did that. Think about this several times per day before you wade back into your workload. It'll help keep you energized so you can finish the rest of it. And take heart, this workload will start to get better in a few days, and it will be much better by October 9th. That's only a week away from tomorrow. It takes until early November to recover from all the disruption. This cycle is Sun conjunct Saturn, and both of them exactly square to the Moon's nodes. Now, next, we start October with some fairly intense and passionate energies for new relationships. These could be for both personal and business relationships. This is shown by the cycle of Venus conjunct Mars. Now, this cycle peaks on Sunday, October 3rd. And it's encouraging us to deepen our relationships, to be more vulnerable and willing to trust the other person. And if we don't do this, we may find it doesn't work for us or that we have to rethink it. Now, that's because shortly after this occurs, we start a 6-week process to rethink relationships and money. That cycle of Venus retrograde occurs from October 8th through November 18th. And since Venus entered the area she's retracing on September 5th, whatever you're encountering now in those areas is likely to get reconsidered. Now, notice that Venus retrograde is not a good period to introduce new products and services. That's because usually the buyer doesn't agree with your assessment of the product or service's value. Or you may not have a clear idea of what value your product or service has to a customer. So if you're about to introduce a new product or service, stop right now. Yes, even before October 8th, and instead do some market research to determine just what the true value is to the customer. We're already in the area that Venus is going to retrace, so this period is similar to the blue communications for Mercury retrograde. You really cannot outrun this cycle now, so don't try. Next, now that fall is here, this is the time to let go of whatever is not serving us. This includes our ideas, processes, and even strategies, as well as possessions that we no longer want or use. And as we do this, we open up space for new opportunities. To assist with this process, we have a set of cycles that allow us to judiciously select what we should keep and what needs to go. This is Mercury conjunct Saturn and square Pluto. So watch for old ideas and thought patterns, both formal and informal, that need to be changed to a more efficient, positive, or different approach. Your car may also need repairing, or you may encounter challenges with shipping or travel. This set of cycles can also bring up some uncomfortable conversations that challenge you to change your perspective. It's better to be open to what the other person is saying. There's usually a nugget of truth in all perspectives. However, also watch out for gossip and slander. This is particularly true related to political issues, but not just the national and state ones. This can happen at all levels, including your own office or home. When you recognize invalid information, it's your job to correct it. Be sure you push back with accurate information and don't accept less than truthful information. These cycles come into range on October 3rd. Mercury square Pluto peaks on October 4th and stays in range through October 8th. Mercury conjunct Saturn peaks on October 8th and stays in range through October 12th. Now, on a related note, Saturn square Pluto is with us only through October 19th. So if you have any closets, garages, cupboards, etc. to clean out, get them done before then. This energy is very useful for cleaning out junk. Now, next Thursday on October 7th, we get our new moon. This new moon is related to handling our responsibilities and obligations. Wow, what a theme. We may be mostly through them, but there are still some loose ends to complete. This month is particularly focused on weighing who to vote for in November, and this is evident in the new moon energies. Money and relationship issues are also very prominent during the new moon. And this new moon occurs the day before Venus goes retrograde, so it's almost like we don't see the debt and currency issues, even though they're right in front of our faces. The same could be true of our major relationships. In both cases, though, there are entrenched challenges that need to be addressed. If you get my Good Timing newsletters, be sure you read the article, The U.S. Debt, Currency Wars, and Gold. And if you don't get them, I again urge you to get gold now. If you want to know how to buy gold, go to my website and click on the link for articles. Then read the article, How to Buy Gold. It even has a list of recommended gold dealers. My site is askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Now, the stock market appears to still be encountering challenges, and this is due primarily to the debt and money printing. The stock market has been experiencing inflation, which it will continue to do through most of February. But watch out for bonds dropping in value unexpectedly. And if you must be in bonds, buy 3 to 6 month bonds. It's better to buy gold, though, which is much safer and has a much higher return. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that after today and a little bit of tomorrow, Saturday, October 2nd, we don't get another date with a good final result until next Friday afternoon, October 8th. But notice that there's also a green dollar on Saturday, October 9th. So if you can wait until then to start a new project, it's likely to be more financially successful, although hopefully it's a restart of something you've already tried. Plus, until we get to the new moon on October 7th, We're also in the last quarter of the moon phase, and this is a good time to think about what went well in the past month and what didn't go so well. So how can you improve things for the month ahead? Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the home page. Now, next, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer business, personal, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
"85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And I believe we still have time for one more caller. Is that right, Benny?
We do. We have room for one. If you want to get in, now's your chance. 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Sharon from Lexington, North Carolina has done so. Even though she's on the East Coast, she's gotten in quickly. She's got quick fingers, that's for sure. She has a career change coming up. She wants to know, Madeline, if it's going to be the right one for her. So her birth information is May 24th of 69 at 12:29 a.m. in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Jeez, I knew I was going to do it. Did you get that? Whew, I'm out of breath, I guess, too. Sharon, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, it's just us Southern folks that just trip you up. That's okay.
The voices are so, they're energetic and they're sexy in a way. I just can't get thrown off by it.
So, Sharon, tell me exactly what's happening here.
Well, I'm looking at a career change. To backtrack, I left an abusive relationship 10 years ago, and I've been living in poverty pretty much 9 out of 10 years, and had my kids taken away about 2.5 years ago from my ex-husband. He and his wife took me to court, didn't have an attorney, and I've just not really done well manifesting money and to help myself in these situations. Well, I applied for a job recently. It's a job that I got called for pre-screen. It has to do with working with gang members, transitioning them out of the gang and into integrating them into a positive and back into society. And that's only out of all the applications I've applied for since last December. That's the only one that really called me. And so I wanted to know, and I have been teaching Spanish at a community college for a little bit. It's not much pay, but didn't know what you saw for this job or if there's something out there for me that's going to put me financial, more soft, stable, and allow me to be able to, you know, get my kids back and just live a more fuller life, you know?
Right, right. Well, actually, there is a cycle right now that's going on that is strong for you to get some kind of income coming in from what I would call your destiny work. In other words, this is where you're doing something or you're starting to do something or you're being led to something that is appropriate for you in terms of learning, in terms of contributing what you most need to do in order to learn what you most need to learn. And in your case, you've had situations where you were dependent on somebody else for your financial means. So you're being led to being financially independent. And this particular situation that's coming up has a lot of growth for you to be able to be financially independent. So this is a good sign that you're on the right track. And I would keep your eyes open not just for that job, but for any job that might have a similar feel to you. You say you felt like you were called to it.
Well, it's the only one that's called me in the past almost year that as applications I put into, and really I really thought initially Spanish was going to be my career because I was sent to Wake Forest University to take a course only one of six people in North Carolina were selected to do to teach, and but that looks like because of the budget cuts that may not be happening for another year or so. But so I'm kind of like wondering, gosh, I have so many things that I want to offer and give back that I just don't know which one is out there for me to, you know, give back to that's also going to help me financially.
Well, you have, it looks like there are roughly, I would say at least two, and next year you'll have at least a third opportunity to come in. So you have at least two that are happening now and will happen throughout the fall through, like, the end of this year. And, by the way, the fall is not real strong on new starts because we have Venus retrograde followed by Mercury retrograde. So there's a lot of delay energy going on. And so it's possible that you may not get, you know, the job may start kind of, maybe it starts at the end of November or something like that, right in between them, or it might wait until early January to start.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So depending on how they get their processes done and so forth, but so there is some delay energy, and right now we're all in reconsidering mode for what we value. So as you're going through the process of looking at the job that you might be working at, look to see how it matches up with your values. And what, you know, if it doesn't really match your values, then it's not going to be a good place for you to be.
It feels very good from what I've gone through in my life. And, you know, I used to counsel domestic violence victims, and I just think that gang members have pretty much the same issues as people who are surviving these ordeals. And
right.
I feel like I have so much to give back.
Right.
And,
right. And so in that situation, your experience becomes a gift.
Yes, I think so. The only thing that I don't want, and I told a friend of mine, is that I want to learn to let go of his fear, because I'm paying child support and my ex and his wife. They make about $200,000 a year, and I maybe make about a few hundred a month. And so paying that is taking, it's hard for me to find a way to make ends meet. But I'm trying to let go of the fear that if I do get a good paying job, that he can go back to court and get more, and then I'll be back in poverty again. So
I see.
Yeah,
did you have a lawyer?
I want to release that. I didn't. I had a lawyer for child support for the other year, and I still got the worst end of it. In addition, they backtracked it. Even though it's the first time on the docket, they put me back pay 3 months. And then I went, because I only made $500 a month this year, I asked for a 6 month, just drop it a little bit for 6 months until I get job, and basically I got chewed out in saying that I should be able to get a job because I know Spanish, and if it were up to her, she would raise it. And, you know, my ex is a police officer, his wife's an attorney, and I just think that anytime that I'm going to go in the court system in that area where he works and she's an attorney, that I'm going to be hit.
Kind of stacked, isn't it? Well,
yes.
It looks like you have some opportunities here for a lot of money to come in over the next year. And so if you want to let go of that fear, what I would do is Polaris, my company, offers a emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity. And it's just one single CD, and it's a process to let go of negative energies and negative emotions associated with not having enough money. And once you let that go out of your body, then you can actually move forward and get the money. It'll start to come to you because you're not in fear that you won't have it. So I would recommend that you get that when you can. And that will allow you, maybe you put it on your Christmas list or something for somebody to buy for you. As the emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity, and listed under our prosperity classes on our store. But I would try that. And you can do it as often as you need to. You know, it usually takes more than one time to completely let go of fear about money. So I would try that and see if you can't, you know, have some kind of a release process that will get you out of that mode so you can bring the money to you. Because you certainly have at least 3 opportunities coming up now through early next year.
Woohoo! I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You are welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Madeline. You and Betty have a great rest of the week.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Bye. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Whatever we resist, persists. And when we're in resistance mode to anything, we actually give it energy to continue. Yes, all those complaints keep it in place. Even in the martial arts, they teach you to use your opponent's energy and moves by going with them instead of resisting them. So turn your boat around and stop paddling upstream. Go with the flow. It's the combination of high desire and low or no resistance which brings whatever you want to you. So let go of any resistance about how something has to come to you, or even what it should look like. Trust that the universe is smart enough to bring it to you in the best form possible and for your highest good. And don't let anything stop you from releasing fear, because that is the number one issue for why we don't bring money to us. Now, next Friday on October 8th, tune in for an interview with Peg Donahue as we discuss creating prosperity in uncertain times. And Peg and I both teach 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business, and we'll have lots of great possibilities for you. And that particular show will be just with Peg, and I will send out what's up in the heavens via the email. So sign up for that. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and register for our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Stay tuned for Maureen St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.